I want to talk to you about how to keep your ministry in the supernatural plans of God. You listening? How to keep your ministry in the supernatural plans of God. Now, I got 75 years behind this. All right. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for evil. To give you a future and hope. I think that might be the NIV, the Living Bible. Now, five stages of stepping into apostolic ministry. What I say?
Five stages of stepping into apostolic ministry.
Number one, don't trust your intelligence. It will rob you of the supernatural. Don't trust your intellect. It will rob you of the supernatural. Always, always realize your infirmities, number two. Your infirmities are important in the spirit world. It makes you more dependent upon God than an outline or how long you pray. Infirmities are important. In no other aspect of life, it would seem that infirmities are important, but in the spirit realm, they are. Your inabilities cause you to depend on God. Number three, depend on the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
I recognize all of my inadequacies, but yet these 47 years, I just yield to the Holy Ghost. Now, the anointing will come in here tonight. Your family members and all will know it. It's not by might, nor by power, but it's by your spirit. Number four, when you recognize your infirmities, when you always not trusting your intelligence, and when you're depending upon the Holy Spirit, He will bring you into your identity with Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's good preaching right there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, because if you stand here, up here, you won't be identified with Christ.
Yes,
you don't want to be up here by yourself.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
With no poems and all that stuff. You need to have some power. People don't need no poem, they need power. They don't need no portrait, they need power. Then, number five, you step into your intimacy with God. So, see, you come down those five stages, and that, to give you clarity on that, Romans 8, 26 through 28. I will not read all the scriptures. I'll put them there for you to study them. But there's steps had to be taken. Your infirmity, then the intercessor take over.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
And then you're given the mind of the Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Then you step into the will of God.
That's right.
And then the Holy Spirit, Romans 5:5 saying, hope make it not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. Yes. Then the Holy Ghost shed the love of God in your heart so you can love God right. God know when you love real, you know. So you want to make sure you stay in love with God. No matter how high He bring you, no matter how deep He bring you, always give Him the glory. Magnify Jesus. And then when that happened, when the Holy Spirit started making intercession through you, you get the mind of the Spirit, the will of God. Your calling become bright. All that's in Romans 8, 26 through 28. Your calling become bright. I want y'all to meditate it often. Your calling become brighter, and you're always walking in the purposes of God.
Yes, sir.
Now, here's what the Spirit of God says to make sure to say in this class tonight. His presence is always available. but knowing how to activate his presence will come through devoted submission.
Yes, sir.
At all times.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Devoted submission.
Devoted submission.
Now, let's start with flowing in the work and the greater work at all times. Flowing in the work and the greater work at all time. And these are the ingredients that will bring power in your ministry. The name of Jesus. And the aims of the Holy Spirit. And the will of God. Those three. And they're all in John 14:12-13. When Jesus talk about doing the greater works, you need to have a great hold, or it may. Oh my! I know some people might not be baptized the Holy Ghost. I almost prayed in tongue. Help me, Lord. And I wanna pass some on to you tonight.
Yes, sir.
The glory should come when you preach. The kingdom should manifest when you talk. The gifts of the Spirit should start walking through the building when you talk. Flowing in the works and the greater works at all times. To do that, the name of Jesus and the aims of the Holy Spirit and the will of God. Got those three?
Yes, sir.
John 14:12 says, "Very, very, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
Yes, sir.
And whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." Now you go on and read in there, he tell you then, "I'm going to send you somebody."
Yes, sir.
I don't want you going out there trying to minister by yourself. It's got demonical powers that are going to stand up against you and going to try to hold you down. But if you flowing properly, you're going to have enough power to go through with it. By knowing how to yield to the greater powers at all times, knowing how to yield to the greater power at all times. Acts 1:8 said, "But you should receive power." Not before. After the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses of me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the other part of the earth. Luke 24:49 saying, "Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but ye tarry, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high." Somebody say hallelujah. Ooh, I tell you that when you permit the Holy Spirit to endue you with power, all your insufficiency and all your inadequacies and all your inability, they flow away from you. If something starts rising up on the inside, something starts stirring up on the inside, something starts stirring on the outside, and you just see something in your words. You're not just talking English no more. You're not talking Greek or French anymore. You're not talking homiletic and theology. It's a life. The spirit and the life coming into that word, and go sit in that seat with that person who listened to you, who may have a problem they're trying to solve, or something they need God to talk to them. Somebody gonna get help in here tonight.
Hallelujah.
Somebody's life never gonna be the same after tonight. You came for a graduation, you're going to get graduated in your life. I can't preach no practice sermon. I can't preach for no occasion. I have to glorify him every time I preach. So I want everybody here to expect something to happen to you tonight. We're not just at a graduation, we're in the presence of God. God want to move in his house. God want to do something for you tonight. Let him do it. Let him do it.
Yes,
I would tell you I'm almost through, but I'd be lying. How to keep your ministry under an open heaven by keeping respect for the Jesus ministry. Always glorify him. Mark 1, 9 through 11 says, can the pan do day that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan, and straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open. Good God Almighty. When you're preaching to God's people, you want the heavens to be open. Good God Almighty. When the heavens open, all kind of miracles and signs and wonders come out. You want to make sure you spend enough time with God, not just to be preaching. But the people you're preaching to know that you're not by yourself. They know. Everybody, you know right now I'm not by myself. You know that I have divine backup. You feel it. Somebody gonna cry out after a while, he touching me. That mean him, not me. I'm just a mere man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Straightway coming out of the water, he saw the heavens open. Not only that, and the Spirit like a dove descended upon him. Preach on the open heaven with the Spirit descending on you. Oh, y'all ain't give enough credit to the word yet. Speak with the heaven open and make sure you know the dove is descending on you. And there came a voice from heaven saying, thou my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. In Matthew 3:11, is something is said that does not talk about a whole lot, but I want to talk to you a few minutes about tonight. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you, oh my goodness, with the Holy Ghost and with fire. I used to say sometime when I'm walking around, the fire burning, the wind blowing, the rain falling. And then the other time I'll say the dove is flying, the angels are flying, and the eagle flying. Make sure you're gonna get these tapes. Make sure you listen at that. Yes, sir. Yeah, when you're preaching, you want the dove flying.
Yes, sir.
You want the angels flying.
Yes.
And you want the eagles flying.
Right.
Because you need that eagle, because in ministry there are people get on your back. But you don't fight them.
Yes,
you just let them stay up there and go higher and higher. And you're going to get to a point in the spirit realm, they're going to die. They can't go no further. See, you don't have to fight every little issue come up. Just fly high. Listen to the Holy Ghost. And when an eagle, when a buzzard or a crow get on an eagle back, he don't fight him. He just start going a little higher. And the crow says, I can't breathe. Yeah, I know you're going. Oh, my goodness. Don't fight every little issue. Don't answer them back. Keep praising God.
Yeah.
Keep preaching.
Yes,
keep praying.
Yes,
keep praising Him.
Yeah.
I tell you right now, your impartation draws near. Feeding and leading God's people properly, and God will keep your ministry in a blessed position.
Yes, sir.
I know it.
Yes, sir.
I know it by action.
Yes, sir.
If you feed God's people and love them,
yes, sir,
God will keep your ministry in a blessed position.
Yes, sir.
All when you travel all the land on both sides of the street, 600 acres of land, God just give it to this ministry. There's no thinking about economy. or the economic, what the condition going to be. No thinking about it. Not in this ministry. That's why we don't have the receiver offering tonight. You ain't getting no church. Get many people that are offering. But we don't have to receive none. Thank you. I love it. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Feeding and leading God people properly, and God will keep your ministry in a blessed position. How many of y'all want to stay in a blessed position? All right. You cannot without Ephesians 4. I'm not going to read the whole thing. 11 and 16. I want you to remember that scripture. I want you all to stick with that scripture. Ephesians 4, 11 and 16. The fivefold ministry gift, be taught properly. Then the people taught properly. Then everybody in ministry.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yeah. I didn't get too many amens on that. Everybody in ministry.
Yes, sir.
We got to leave behind these four walls.
Yes, sir.
And when you go to the supermarket, you ought to get somebody saved.
Yes, sir.
Tell somebody about Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. That's so many scriptures, and I'm not going to read them all. Now, there's something I've used in ministry over 47 years. When I first saw it, I knew it was the key to ministry. To minister with life, to minister with power. When I came up on this apostolic insight, I wasn't an apostle at that time. But here are the apostolic keys for powerful ministry at all times. And they are found in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. I may not read all of it, but right in that session, I mean, anybody can read that and get some power.
Yes, sir.
And our brethren, when I came to you, came not, yeah, oh my God, not with excellency of speech, or of wisdom declaring unto you the testimony of God. I mean, don't try to have every verb in the same right place. Don't try to be eloquent up here. The Holy Ghost can't use you. You trying to tell the Holy, trying to take the Holy Ghost to college. The Holy Ghost trying to take you in power. You know, you got to do things kind of right. You want to try to be a little proper, but just let it go. Spit a little bit.
Yield
to the Holy Ghost. What I say?
Yield to the Holy Ghost.
I'm going to do it in a few minutes and show you how to do it.
Yes, sir.
Yield to the Holy Ghost. It's not by might, no, by power, but it's by my spirit.
Yes, sir.
When you're led by the spirit, you ain't got time for no adjective and verb and being all particular and pretty and cute. I don't want to listen to nobody like that. I put two fingers up. The Baptist put two fingers up. They ain't coming back. I'm not sending nobody with all that. No, I want some power. When somebody preaching to me, I want God to come. I want to sense that the Holy Ghost is coming into play. I don't want just I don't want just that. I want some information how I can raise my kid in this transgender society. Tell them God made a man, God made a woman, everything else is a lie. You got to be bold to say that now. You can't be saying that. If you're scared, you can't be saying that. You know, you can't be talking. For I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Now, that's very important. Don't forget that cross. Your ministry cannot just be horizontal. That cross pointed to something. See, that cross is the vertical part of that cross. You got to stay connected, because if you get down here and just going to all these organizations and getting in all these schools and stuff and just horizontal speaking nice and talking good. No, you need to have connection.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Connection.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Paul said, I was with you in weakness and fear and much trembling, and my speech, listen to this, and my speech and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man wisdom, but listen at this. When I first read this as a Baptist boy, I didn't know how to do it, but I read it. But in demonstration of the spirit and of power. That's what I want you, don't even mention this school name if you're not gonna do that. Mail your paper back. I'm gonna give you your money back. in demonstrating, don't mention my name if you're not going to yield to the Holy Ghost. No, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
Yes, sir.
That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Shh. Shh. Now, here's a very important part here, sons and daughters. Here's a very important part I'm about to give you. Sons and daughters, that's what I call you. Stay holy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Keep the sanctification anointing on you at all times. And God will do great and mighty things through you. Don't let your mind run you. It always, your mind always saying something. Follow your spirit. First Thessalonians 5:23-24, and the very God of peace sanctify you. Hold, I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithfully, he's called you, who also will do it. The supernatural tracks of the gifts of the Spirit be upon your life. 1 Corinthians 12, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and minister from this night forward. And you read that in 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 10. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to give you these four or five things, and then I'm going to close. The first one is going to be from Romans 9, 1. It's talking about your conscience. Most of the time, the enemy wants us to be unconscious of who we are. Organized religion will make you unconscious of the real God. Tradition will make you unconscious. And guys who think they're so big in ministry make you think that you don't have no substance. But you have to know, be conscious of the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm about to make a statement you never heard before. Because I laid back in a recliner meditating for the night. And when we're talking about supernatural ministry, right?
Yes, sir.
Always be conscious of the Holy Spirit communicating God through you.
Yes.
I go to my seat. They didn't get it. Always be conscious of the Holy Ghost communicating God through you.
Yes,
Romans 9:1 says, you know, I tell the truth, my lie, not my conscience bear witness with the Holy Ghost. See, what I'm doing here, I'm letting the Holy Ghost communicate God through me, communicate Jesus through me, communicate grace through me, communicate mercy through me, communicate the anointing through me.
Yes,
it's not by might, no, but by his Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me, Claire?
Yes.
Always let the Holy Spirit know that the Holy Spirit, when you're preaching or teaching, the Holy Spirit is communicating God through you.
Yes, sir.
The next thing is, I want you to leave your knowing, being anointed in a divine position.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Always spend enough time with God before you do ministry to know that you are anointed in a divine position.
Yes, sir.
And that's 1 John 2:27. There's anointing about in you.
That's right.
And that anointing causes you to abide in love, abide in Christ, abide in power. And then John 3:30.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
You know, he must increase.
Yes, sir.
Right. Don't care what, don't care where he put you, don't care how much he bless you.
Yes, sir.
Always keep him in his right place.
Yes, sir.
Right. I saw some of y'all passing my house taking pictures and all at the gate and stuff today. That's fine. But that's not it.
Yes, sir.
That's because of it.
Right, sir. Yes, sir.
No, I'm not. I didn't build my house. I ain't building my house back in no hold high God.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I want people to be to see it.
Yes, sir.
Because God will bless you.
Yes, sir.
Y'all don't get upset with a football player and basketball player.
Uh-huh.
why we can't play a little bit? We God's children. See, I hear a more religious spirit right now. More religious bell ringing right now. Some of y'all ringing the more religious bell. What are you talking about? I'm talking about money. I'm talking about honey. I've been married 50 years. And I told her, the Lord picked her out. I was in a barbershop, cutting hair, and he told me, that's your wife there. I wasn't ready to get married. He said, that's your wife. I know, I wouldn't call the preacher yet. Picked her out. And when we got to the little place where we was, I told her, I don't care what happened, you can never go back home because I ain't coming to get you. And women, they get the fussing and go home to me. I ain't coming to look for you. I ain't going home and you ain't going home. Don't care what happened. In John 3:30, I've been up, you won't know how long I've been up, about 27 minutes. In John 3:30, when you permit him to increase and you decrease, this is what's going to happen to you. Receive an ever increasing revelation that imparts manifestation.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Myself and people connected with me, we've seen it over and over again.
Yes, sir.
Another favorite scripture I want you to go with tonight is Joshua 1:8. Meditation releases prosperity and good success.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Meditation releases prosperity and good success. I give you the keys to the apostolic supernatural insight. Now, I want to go over this again very quickly, and then Junior, you can take over. I'm going to say it too. I would go further tonight, but I got too many mixed spirit in you. And they can't take it. They can't handle it. I don't want to hurt nobody. You know, I don't want to get ugly. Because I can overpower it. But we just for the graduate, we're going to celebrate it. I can overpower it, you know, so some people can't handle apostolic. They can't handle not hearing about the history of Abraham, but seeing the mystery of Abraham unfold in a man or woman life who's in ministry. They can't handle that. They always, you know, the preacher always was on the begging line. And so John ain't gonna do that.
Right.
You know what I said? Y'all ain't gonna do that. You know what I said? Somebody say, he said, it ain't. Sure did. But you can't spin, aren't. Aren't don't buy you nothing. Isn't, they ain't gonna buy you nothing. Here's how the supernatural is activated. Infirmities, intercession, mind of the spirit, will of God, love for God, purpose of God, supernatural result. I close with insight from the Holy Spirit, identity with Christ, and intimacy with God. Let me say that again. Insight from the Holy Spirit bring you to identity with Christ. You will say that all the time. And then you will walk in the intimacy with God. Let me close reading this scripture to you in 2 Corinthians. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'll tell you one thing, and this isn't, I'm not doing no polish, but I need to say this. I thank the Holy Ghost. You got some nice people in here.
Yes, sir.
You got people in here that love God. But you just, don't take them on one or two.
Uh-huh.
And you, I ain't got time to be fighting tonight.
Yes, sir.
So I think y'all have heard enough. I'm going to read this scripture. I'm going to sit down. 2 Corinthians 13. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listen to what I'm saying now, class. Listen to what I'm saying. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Insight from the Holy Spirit. That's number one. I want you to remember that. Take you to the identity with Christ. Take you to intimacy with God. This scripture or this benediction here is so powerful in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. Listen to what it says. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you. Amen. So my impartation to you tonight is from this apostolic benediction. I decree the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ will be upon you. No matter where God send you, no matter what you have to do, no matter what your assignment, you're gonna have enough grace to carry it out. See, I impart, I decree a special grace on you for ministry that you will be able to stand in power wherever you go. Secondly, I impart to you the love of God. That God will have his arm around you when things seem like they're not working out. You're always going to look to him. Don't tell everybody what you're going through. Shut up. Tell him. Praise him. Matter of fact, he already knows what you're going through. The reason you're going through it, he's trying to get you somewhere. And then thirdly, I release on you from this school, all these instructors, and what God said to school for, I release on you the communion of the Holy Ghost from this night forward. Wherever you go, the same spirit that is on this ministry, same spirit that is on my life, I release it. Woo! Woo! I release it on you right now. I release it on your family. I release it on your body. I release it on your finances. I release it on you right now. Receive. Receive. In Jesus' name. Come on, John. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.